What is up, boys and girls, everything in between? It's Bear With Us. I'm Matt, she's Leah, and this episode is brought to you by Hydrant. The days are getting shorter, it's getting colder, and your energy is probably lower. We all know we should drink more water, but by the time you feel thirsty, it's already too late. You're already dehydrated, you can't focus, you feel tired. Keep feeling at your best through maximizing your hydration. Did you know that hydration can be tied to improved mood, better focus, mental clarity, more energy, clearer skin, and more?
Did you say clear skin?
I sure did. Water alone doesn't hydrate you as quickly as drinks with an optimized blend of electrolytes. That's where Hydrant comes in. Hydrant's a refreshing drink mix powder made with four key electrolytes: sodium, potassium, magnesium, and zinc. And it's made with real fruit juice powder and no artificial sweeteners or synthetic colors. No nonsense. All science. If you want to try an extra boost, try the new Hydrant Immunity, which contains vitamins A, B6, B12, C, and D, along with, get this, ginger and turmeric.
I love turmeric.
I didn't know how to say it, but I've consumed it before. It's quite lovely. It's great for you. Water meets wellness in a vitamin-packed drink mix that you can drink hot in these chillier months. How about that? There's a little something different for you. It's backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't love it, send it back for a full refund. You really need to try it for yourself to see what we're talking about. It tastes incredible. Most importantly, it works. Try Hydrant today. Save up to 25% on your first order.
We've got a special deal for our listeners to save 25% off your first order. Go to drinkhydrant.com/bearwithus, that's B-A-R-E, or enter our promo code BEARWITHUS at checkout. That's drinkhydrant.com/bearwithus, B-A-R-E, and enter our promo code BEARWITHUS for 25% off your first order. drinkhydrant.com/bearwithus and enter promo code BEARWITHUS to save 25%, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Hydrant, where water meets wellness.
It was very well done. Now the business is out of the way, so we can't begin an episode of Bear With Us without the burning question. Leah, how are you, my dear?
I'm fantastic. I must say.
Really?
Yes. We decorated our house this week. I'm feeling in the Christmas spirit. I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Last week we talked about if it was too early to engage in holiday festivities, and we just kind of decided let's do it.
And it makes me feel happy to see the Christmas tree when I come down the stairs in the morning. Last night we were hanging out in our living room and the snow is coming down. Oh, it's just so amazing.
It was quite a vibe.
But there is something that I have been wanting to talk about since Saturday, and I could not wait to get into the studio today and talk about it with our listeners to get their take on it, because my mind is so fucking blown right now. You know where I'm going with this.
I know exactly where you're going, and I too have been excited for this recording process because we need you, the Bear With Us faithful, to settle a dispute that we have been having.
It's not even a dispute to me. This is not even up for discussion. Like, there's only one answer.
Baby, by you saying that we are disagreeing, that is by definition a dispute.
I know, but it's not something we should be disagreeing about. Okay, here we go. Let me set the tone for you.
No, I'm going to set the tone because I'm going to make the statement.
Please make this ridiculous, incorrect, inaccurate statement.
Home Alone is not a Christmas movie.
What the f***? Like, what?
Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth.
I don't even want to.
Yeah,
I'm so confused right now.
Because you are content putting your head in the sand.
No, you are not speaking out of your ass.
No. I'm speaking the honest truth because you have to look at the entire situation.
Wait,
big
no,
picture.
Let me just go. This is how the discussion or the argument started. We're in the airport. We're getting ready to come home on Saturday. And I was like, babe, what's your favorite Christmas movie? And he's like, probably Elf. And I'm like, okay, that's fair. Get that. I'm like, are you going to ask me mine? Because of course, you know, discussion ended on his end. He's like, sure, what's your favorite movie, babe? And I'm like, Home Alone. He's like, that's not a Christmas movie. Like, right away said it's not a Christmas movie. What? To the point where I almost left. We were sitting down at a restaurant. I almost just walked out. And I'm like, okay, well, we can't be together anymore. The fact that you don't even think Home Alone is a Christmas movie.
Well, listen, you get ready to pack your bags because I'm about to drop a truth bomb on the world.
I don't believe
it. Here is why Home Alone is not a Christmas movie. Much like Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. Both great movies. I'm a fan of both.
But they're in two different categories. Die Hard and Home Alone are two completely different.
Right. One's an action. One is a comedy. Both take place during Christmas season. But neither has anything to do with the story of Christmas or the spirit
yes,
of Christmas.
Yes, it does.
No.
Yes, it does.
No, listen to me. If you take Home Alone, much like Die Hard, and you took all of the same exact characters and the same exact situation, same scenario, but instead of having it take place in Chicago during Christmas time, you do it on the 4th of July, and the entire McAllister family is going to the beach to watch fireworks instead of wherever they were going to do Christmas things. Same exact movie.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
It is just a comedy movie that takes place during Christmas time, not a Christmas movie.
No, because the stakes are the fact that they left their son at home on Christmas.
No
one cares about spending the 4th of July together. It's about spending the holiday, spending Christmas together.
Obviously, Kevin's parents didn't care that badly about him that they fucking left him behind.
Okay, I agree with that. Okay, I'm not talking about like the fact that they're great parents. They wanted to go to Paris to spend time with her family, right? All together as a family for the holiday. So now they left their son at home and they're like, going to Paris. We want to be home with our child. We don't know why we left him. We need to get home. We need to get to him.
Right. Okay, fine. I understand the concept of the movie. I don't think anybody's disputing the
You said it could the same thing. It's like, okay, well, what if it was on Flag Day and they were, you know, they left them at home. It could have been the same thing. No, because so many of the different instances in the movie, he was a part of the nativity scene. He was at church, and that was
right.
Why
he could have marched in the 4th of July
parade.
What
about the man with the shovel? What would he have had?
Yeah, because people only use shovels on Christmas.
Well, he saved Kevin by hitting the web bandits over the head with the shovel.
Yeah, I'm clear of what actually happened.
Okay, but how could it happen in the summertime? It couldn't.
I'll give you a perfectly pleasant alternative. Somebody's doing construction at the house next door to the McAllisters and knocks somebody out with a brick.
No, babe.
It doesn't have anything to do with Christmas.
You're so fucking stupid.
No, I'm not.
You just sound stupid. Stop talking.
Listen, this
is embarrassing. I can't even believe
I'm
going to
die on this hill.
Go ahead. Nice knowing you. R.I.P., baby.
Christmas Vacation. Sure. Takes place. It's all Christmas.
Yeah, see. No, but okay. That's a perfect example.
Okay. How?
It's essentially the same thing. It takes place at Christmas time. What is the difference between Christmas Vacation and Home Alone? Please tell me.
Because it's
why couldn't
all
it happen
about,
during 4th of July?
Because it's all about the tradition of bringing your family.
Same
taken,
with Home
it,
Alone.
Christmas Vacation could have taken place at Thanksgiving and also been the same movie. So maybe I'll back off. Maybe Christmas Vacation is not.
You could say that about any movie. Elf could be about this guy who has an identity crisis because he was raised by elves, but essentially he's a human.
What other?
Why couldn't you just say, he was raised by gremlins now it takes place in fucking.
They could have made Elf
Star Wars. Elf
could have taken place on St. Patrick's Day with the same result.
Yeah, exactly. So
okay.
That's the argument. So
every
single Christmas movie is not a Christmas movie.
Here's the realization that I just came to. There's no such thing as a Christmas movie unless it is about Santa Claus or Jesus.
Santa
it's
Claus
not a Christmas
is
movie.
In fucking Home Alone.
Yeah, but that's not like the Santa Claus.
But still,
Santa doesn't actually play a role.
Santa Claus
Santa didn't
the
wipe
real
out
Santa and Elf. No, it's an actor. Thank
but
you.
But the real Santa is in Elf.
How?
The beginning of the movie.
Is that
he
the
lives
real
in the North
Santa
Hole.
Claus?
Yeah. You're angry.
Because that's how you sound. You see how I sound? I sound stupid. That's how you sound.
No.
Saying Home Alone is not a Christmas
movie. It's not a Christmas movie.
Babe, I fucking
listen,
can't
here's how we settle this. Anyone that has listened to this nonsensical diatribe on Leah's part.
On my part.
That would like to weigh in and bring some reality to the situation.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're going to realize you're a fucking moron for saying that. And you're going to take it back. And you're going to realize, you know what, baby? I was wrong. Can I have you admit you were wrong if we have more than 50% of the people agree with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love this.
But
cannot wait.
It's never going to happen because if everybody listens to the words and my explanation as to why it is
Babe,
not. Can I finish
my
thought
God,
here?
You're driving me nuts.
Good.
Because you're wrong.
I'm not wrong. I am wholeheartedly 100% positive that my theory is correct, that you can make Home Alone at any time of year. Yes, the Christmas spirit adds a little flavor to the picture.
No,
but the movie is, there's nothing essential about Christmas.
I have a great point. Okay, what about the Wet Bandits, right? They go and they know everyone on the street because of their Christmas lights and the timing that the Christmas lights are on or off. They know if someone's home. They study it. So what are they going to do on the 4th of July? How are they going to know if someone's home or not?
Yeah, because you really need the Christmas spirit to sit and look and notice when somebody's lights are off.
No, they're Christmas lights on the the outside Christmas lights, not their lights on the inside.
I get it, but it works the same way.
How?
It's a nuance for the film.
And what about the toy store?
What about the toy store? They
the
have
doves,
toy stores 364 other days a year.
The turtle doves.
Okay, great. Which are just ornaments that he's gifted by an old man.
Right, but it's Christmas. You're just taking everything that's Christmas and just generalizing it. Oh, anyone could have two little toys. Anyone can watch the lights go on and off. You're turning everything and generalizing it.
You're not listening to what I'm saying.
I am listening, and I don't agree.
Okay.
Oh, I'm fired the f*** up because you're taking my favorite Christmas movie and now turning it into trash is what you're doing.
No, you're so wrong. You are completely mistaken. You sound like Twitter right now.
Oh, don't even.
I am simply giving you an alternative perspective on a movie that you love. I am in no way attacking the movie. I love the movie. It is a great movie. I enjoy it thoroughly.
It's a great Christmas movie.
It is a great movie.
It's a great Christmas movie.
I enjoy it just the same in February as I do in July, as I do in December.
Maron.
It is a fine movie.
So you're
movie.
Watching that and it gets you in the Christmas spirit.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't
Elf
get
does.
You in the Christmas spirit.
No.
Oh my God, I'm dating the Scrooge. Are you fucking kidding me?
The Scrooge?
Ebenezer?
Like the singular?
Because I was going to say the Grinch and then the Scrooge came out. So here we are. Anywho, all right. So we really desperately, you guys, I need your help on this situation. Please weigh in. And let us know.
And disclaimer, weigh in on the facts. Don't vote with your heart. Don't
vote
because you think Leah's going to give you a shout out or something. Vote
for Christmas movies are supposed to go for your heart.
Right.
They're supposed to make you feel warm and fuzzy. But you're now turning it into a science experiment. And it's disgusting.
What was scientific about my... I'm speaking
facts.
Okay,
you guys just vote, okay?
Yeah.
Just please let us
know. Vote for the truth.
Vote with your heart and not your head.
I don't even want to talk anymore. I'm done. I'm done with you.
Yeah,
between,
because you realize
between
how
you
insane
with
you
your
sound.
Head,
you sound insane.
With your head so far in the clouds, it should be checked for altitude.
Babe, that is not true.
It's true.
Home Alone is a Christmas movie, and that's just how it goes. It
okay,
is.
Well, as long
if you
as...
look up Christmas movies on Netflix, or if you Google top Christmas movies, it's gonna come up. You know what's not going to come up?
A lot of
basketball.
Movies.
Like, that's yeah, well, not going to come up because it's not a Christmas movie.
Right. Who in their right mind ever suggested basketball was
well,
a Christmas
that's
movie?
That's what you're saying. You're saying you can watch Home Alone in February, in April, in July, and not get in the Christmas spirit because you're a fucking Grinch.
Hey, listen. Here, you want to get technical? If all of a sudden everyone in basketball started drinking eggnog, would it be a Christmas movie?
No.
Okay, exactly. That's my point. Point taken. I win.
We
thank you for
go
verifying.
Back and forth on this all day, well, so I'm just going to let it go.
We might have to, but
now.
I've got more
let
important things to worry about.
Let it go.
Because my ass cheeks hurt.
Ooh, that sounds like a personal problem, baby.
It's your fault. Mm. I'll blame you for this one. And it's
I wish
not
it
for,
was for the reason.
No, it's not for the reason everybody listening is giggling, going, oh my God, it finally happened. No, no. Still
so
happened.
Why does your ass hurt?
Because you forced me under threat of violence to take a yoga class.
First of all, that's not how it happened. I said,
no,
I'm
going
to take a yoga class if you want to come, come. If not, no worries. You're like, come, come on the kick drum. Come, come on the kick drum.
That's Gary
on
the kick drum.
Come, come on the kick drum. That's Gary on the kick drum. But anywho.
No, yo, you're right. I did volunteer. I do enjoy a yoga class from time to time.
It Can we talk about the time that you almost gave yourself a concussion?
Okay,
in
so
yoga?
This was a triumphant return this week to
right.
me doing yoga, hot yoga in particular, because the last time we took a hot yoga class together, I legitimately almost injured myself.
You did. You caused a scene in the middle of class.
I may have concussed myself the last time we did hot yoga. And for context purposes, I have done yoga in some capacity for a few years. I'm competent at it.
Would you call yourself a yogi?
No, I would not call myself a yogi. I wouldn't say I'm good at yoga, but I can go in there and generally not make a fool of myself.
Right.
Aside from the last time we decided to try it, and it was so unbelievably sweaty that I don't know what the name of the pose is, but I can do it where you rest on your head and your hands and you pick your legs up kind of not a headstand, but
right.
whatever position that is.
But you had your head on a block.
Right, because it was very sweaty.
Yeah.
And I was so sweaty that my head slipped off of the block and I legitimately pile drove myself into the center of the floor.
The block went flying.
It shot. Yes, the block shot halfway across the room. I believe it disrupted the instructor. I saw stars. And it sounds ridiculous to say, I mean, anyone that knows my professional career knows I've had concussion issues, but I think I actually gave myself one from about 6 inches high, or whatever the height of the yoga block is. So I took a finite amount of time off. I felt like it was ready. It was time
for
me. That
was well over a year ago.
It was. It was a long time. Yeah. I have a very long recovery period.
But I've since taken yoga. I wouldn't consider myself a yogi either, but I do love a good yoga class, especially now here in Pittsburgh. It's getting chilly. So you walk into the studio, it's nice and warm, and it just feels cozy. And
Wait. Are you about to explain to us that yoga is somehow a Christmas activity because you enjoy it when it's cold? Just asking for clarification.
You're fucking cold. You have a cold heart. You're a cold man, but you're the Grinch.
Well, I mean, the Grinch, I imagine, would be relatively cold. He lived in the mountains in the snow in a cave.
You always have an answer for everything. Like, for once, I just want you to be like, okay, or thank you, darling, or that's fine. There's always a response. Always.
I don't know if you know this, but that's how conversations generally work.
No? See, look, you always have an excuse, a reason. You can't just be like, you're right, babe. Sorry, I'm talking so much.
You were the one talking about how you take yoga classes. I just told a traumatic story from my past that I've overcame.
No, I'm aware. I'm aware. What we're going to get into today, if you haven't realized or
nobody has any idea.
Because we're kind of going back and forth with the Christmas and the yoga.
We really run the
Grinch,
gamut here.
Do you think the Grinch does yoga? I don't know. We can see. Maybe he's got a yoga special
coming
out.
He's got a good slender yoga frame.
We're going to talk about health and wellness. You know, the holidays are coming up and, you know, everyone has fitness on the mind. I know me personally, we were going to go out to dinner last night, but I'm like, you know what? Next week's Thanksgiving.
So
I really want to. I want to try to be healthy and not go overboard.
This is how Christmas with Leah works. There's a 1 month fast prior to
anything.
Oh,
my God. That's not true. But I'm trying to be healthy because I know next week we're going to go to my sister's. And don't worry, it's not a big gathering. It's just going to be four of us. But, you know, I want to be able to enjoy the holiday. So I'm trying to take care of it the week prior by going to the gym a few extra times, being a little healthy, eating a little clean. That way next week I don't have to feel guilty and I can indulge. Matt, on the other hand,
I indulge on a regular basis. And I think this irks Leah to an extent.
It's annoying that you can eat whatever you want.
I also eat like once or maybe twice a day.
I know.
And that's not by design. I don't have a particular diet that I follow. I don't eat once a day for any reason other than the fact that I generally only get hungry once or so a day. And occasionally I'll have a snack at night.
Like, would you consider yourself a healthy, fit human?
I would consider myself probably healthier and more fit than the average bear.
Okay.
I would not put myself in the upper pantheon anymore of fitness.
Anymore.
At one point, I would have considered myself a pretty high level athlete in that I was ridiculously strong for my size, my weight. And I mean, yeah, I was an athlete. I was, by definition, I was a professional athlete. So yeah, I was in amazing shape. But the fitness aspect of that part of my job, I only did because I had to, because I was chasing a dream. I had to be in the best shape possible.
So you worked out all the time.
I worked out like crazy. And that also was part of my job. I worked out 5-6 days a week, did the whole active recovery day where you still work out, but somehow it doesn't count.
Did you eat healthy?
No, I've never particularly eaten healthy because I have the metabolism of a 6-year-old kid still.
Ugh, must be nice.
Yeah. And I just, even when I was working out actively, I had to eat like garbage. Because I needed just calories and junk. And I ate clean food that you're supposed to eat when you're trying to gain muscle and whatnot. Yeah. I ate all that. But then I'd also have to eat like a bucket of chicken fingers because I needed just calories. So I guess I'm blessed/cursed in that respect.
You're like the type of person that so many of us girls hate. We're like, I don't know. Like, I don't really work out and I don't watch what I eat. I'm just naturally skinny. It's like, ew, fuck you. Like, that's annoying. I hate that. Because I feel like, I know myself included, I have to work really hard at being in shape. If I go, I mean, not to say if I go a week or two off my plan, I'm fine. But still, like me personally, inside, I feel gross. Like I need to be constantly active. I need to eat clean. I like to eat unhealthy. But for the most part, have to eat clean. I have to. Otherwise I go, you see me when I get in a bad mood, if it's been like a few days of doing takeout or going out to dinner, I'm like, oh my God, I feel so gross. Like I need my clean food. I need my workouts. I've just always lived like that since I was a kid. And I have my parents to thank for that. Thanks, Mom and Dad. I'd be the only kid in third grade going to recess with carrot sticks and everyone else has Funyuns.
Yeah. You're like, hey, I got this sweet ass PB&J. And you're like, oh, I got vegetable crudité.
Crudité. Like, I put that in there. But yeah, that's just how I always grew up. And I guess I just didn't really know any better.
I would say that is one of the biggest departures when it comes to our relationship nowadays. You still maintain that the super fit lifestyle, which you have to obviously still for your career, but on a regular basis, you're very into the health end of things. I've just jumped off the deep end,
right
into the deep end. Like I'm in love with the fact that I can just kind of do it out, but I still kind of on a regular basis don't eat like complete.
No, you don't.
But that's partially like your responsibility.
Right. Because I do like to eat healthy and have clean options. So if you're like, I want enchiladas, I'm like, okay. And I make clean enchiladas or whatever it is that you want. You wanted like lasagna and I made eggplant lasagna. And I just try to make healthy options, clean options, if you will.
Yeah. The eggplant parmesan. What a situation that was.
And what about the enchilada?
The enchilada is also great. If you're listening and you're going, man, that sounds really great. Healthy enchiladas. How does that happen? I don't know, but we're not going to give you the recipe. It's my little happy corner of the universe that you are not welcome to.
I enjoy doing that. I love to cook. And especially if it's something that I know you like, I like to challenge myself and challenge you. Because I'm like, okay, if he wants this, this is what he's used to eating, like whatever unhealthy version of it is, I take it and I make it clean. And then you eat it. Or he says he likes it. I don't know if he actually does, but he says he does.
This is how you can tell if I like it. I fucking eat the whole thing.
Right. And then
if I'm like, oh, baby, this is delicious. I love when you put rice in this sauce and I can't. And I'm like, oh, you know, I don't feel good. I'm going to go to the bathroom. It was really good, though. That's when you know.
Right. Well, I've never seen you do that.
No, because I genuinely enjoy your healthy cooking, which is surprising.
I appreciate that.
Well, there you go. So we're discussing the importance of health and wellness in a relationship. I think everyone is probably guilty, but would agree that when you're in a relationship with somebody and you see them all the time, every day in our case, or 99% of the days, I would say most relationships, you see this other person regularly. When there's like a drastic change, whether it be weight gain or aging or whatever that is, it happens so gradually and you're with that person every day. A lot of times, I don't think I would notice. If you gained 10 pounds over a month, I wouldn't know unless I was able to, like, if you brought it to my attention, even if you brought it to my attention and said, hey, baby, I gained 10 pounds this month. Looking at you, I wouldn't know.
Right.
If you showed me a side-by-side photo, okay, cool. But then why are we comparing? Like, you're still a babe to me.
Yeah.
If, you know, everyone's freaked out because the holidays are around the corner. Oh, I'm going to gain so much weight with Thanksgiving and Christmas. Have you ever, like, walked away from the Thanksgiving dinner table and been like, look at you, fatty? No, you just go, oh, it was Thanksgiving. It was awesome. Like, it is what it is.
But I think it's more a personal thing. Like,
sure.
I know, to me, like, over the summer in quarantine, I gained probably 10, 15 pounds, which is a lot of weight for someone my size. Like, I told you, I feel, like, gross. I hate that I feel like this, but it is what it is. You didn't notice. You didn't care. You didn't complain. You know what I mean? So it's not something that's you're upset about, but it's me inside feeling like, ugh, I feel like crap.
Let's say I was not in any capacity, even willing to be into the lifestyle that you lead. Would that be a deal breaker to you?
Well, you're really not. Like, we're so opposite.
I understand that, but I'm saying there's still little bits and pieces where, yes, I will occasionally agree to go to a yoga class with you, or we'll go ride a bike, or I do like when you cook healthy. Our house is relatively, for the most part, aside from when I go for late night candy runs, the doldrums of living down in the city where there's 7-Eleven 24 hours a day.
Right now, there's a big bag in our refrigerator from 7-Eleven with at least 46 different types of Reese's.
Every variety. Any of Reese's that I could grab last night, I
Reese's
did.
Reese's Pieces, Nutrageous, Outrageous. What are those? The bars. Like the
Reese's Sticks.
Reese's Sticks.
Yeah.
I mean, you name it, we have it in our refrigerator, which is annoying because then I'm tempted as well. Like me, I never bought treats. I never have like candy in my house like prior to living with you. And then now I live with you and we have treats all the time.
I'm going to call you out on that one, because prior to you, I never, ever ate candy under any circumstance. Not for a reason, but I would never just go, oh, I want a snack. Ooh, I'm checking out at the gas station. This looks good. I would see it, but it was just like wiped from my memory. When we were on the road, I remember was what did it. And I got into your rental car. Like, you had a bag of Skittles and this and that. You had 11 types of candy. And I was like, what is this? I've never... It's been a decade since I've seen this much candy.
Well,
let alone
when I'm driving, if I have a 3-4 hour drive every night, it's the only thing that I would drive alone keeps me awake. And I'd leave most of it in the car for like the rental car people, because I would have a few bites in Trulia fashion and leave the rest.
Yeah, yeah, true. Let's expand on that a little bit and your bizarre obsession with taking. You are the only person. You must have the most iron will of anyone I've ever seen when it comes to snacking, because Leah can take one fraction of whatever snack it is. Let's say, because it happened yesterday, I purchased a dark chocolate Kit Kat. Kit Kats can be broken down. Leah can eat just one stick.
Not
of
even
a Kit
one
Kat.
Stick, half of a stick.
Yeah, that's sick. That is self-control, the likes of which I don't even want to experience.
Because you just want to try a little taste and that's it. I will say I do have a lot of willpower when it comes to stuff like that. Even growing up, my mom, she would make, say, banana bread. She'd have treats or something she'd make on a Sunday. That Monday morning or that night, I'd wake up in the middle of the night, take a little piece, put the cover back on, and go to bed. She'd wake up the next morning like, Leah, were you picking at the banana bread again? I'm like, yes, Mom. But like, that's how it always was. I just like little tastes of things. My mom would have a grinder. We call them grinders in New England.
Well, you mean a sub?
Yeah, a sub.
Okay.
So she would get grinders. I would take a little, like a sharp knife, and I would cut the end off, like maybe a little half an inch of her grinder. And I would eat that while she was sleeping or something. And she'd come back. She would never know the next day if she wanted to have the other half because it looked perfectly cut. She would never know I took a bite out of it. I just like little bites, little samples. Is that bad?
It's weird when I don't know.
Or like your kids, when they go in our little treat drawer, they're like, Leah, were you in here? There's like a half-eaten Pop-Tart, a half-eaten anything.
Yeah, my favorite is when you stash the half-eaten Pop-Tarts in like other drawers that aren't the snack drawer. Like I'm looking for a can opener the other day and I'm like, oh, I find a half-eaten brown sugar Pop-Tart. Oh, well, obviously Leah was here.
Because it's like I'll have half of it after my workout, and then the next day I'm going to have the other half.
Fine, but why not put it back in the candy
drawer? Because then I didn't want
the
kids, again, to like try to eat it or to go be like, oh, Leah, like, what is this?
I can't believe you're blaming my children for
your fascination. No, I'm trying to be respectful.
Oh, okay. Is that what that is?
Yes.
Speaking of being respectful, is it ever okay or necessary to tell your partner you need to get in shape, you need to...
I think so. And how? I think there's a way to do it.
Okay.
Elaborate. I think I would tell you, like, I would be like, babe, like, remember when you used to, like, have abs? Or remember, like, or I would bring up an old picture maybe and say, oh, look how hot you are. Like, this is, or, you know, just little things like that. And if you still would, and I feel like that would make you be like, oh, damn, okay, I gotta get back into it. And if it didn't, then I would try a further attempt.
I can agree with that. I would say that if something were to happen, barring extenuating circumstances, because God knows everybody's got a million reasons.
Yeah,
you get on medications.
Or,
everyone's circumstances change. I don't want to sound like we're going, oh, hey, here's how you remain Ken and Barbie, because we're not.
That.
And here's the caveat to me. If it's affecting our relationship so far as how attracted I am to you or
how comfortable I am to let you touch me or want to be with me, you know, if I'm not feeling confident, that would affect our relationship.
Right, which, by the way, happens on dudes' parts, too.
Right.
I know you always give me shit, but you're like, what dude doesn't just, like, want to do it on a moment's notice? I'm like, well, sometimes I'm not in the right mood. I'm not in the headspace. It does happen. I know it sounds bizarre. Maybe I'm the exception to the rule, but sometimes I'm like, I just ate 17 pounds of fried food and a Snickers, and I don't feel sexy right now.
Well, maybe don't eat 17 pounds of fried food every night.
Maybe cook something delicious and fried.
But that was something I asked you a couple weeks ago. I said, babe, would you tell me if I was getting fat? And you said no.
I wouldn't be like, hey, babe, you're looking a little fat today.
Well, obviously.
I think to your point, to elaborate, I would suggest things to do together. Hey, I'm going to a yoga class. Is that why you made me come to yoga class? You think I'm getting fat? It just dawned on me.
No. If, and also, there's nothing wrong with being fat.
No,
like, I want to make sure we're reiterating
that. Yes, of course.
With us, it's different because this my job, I have to be in a certain shape and be fit and healthy. Will you ever tell me if I'm getting...
If it gets to the point where it's like, I don't find you attractive or it's tough for me to be turned on, I would somehow let you know. Because I think that would be irresponsible not to. Like, if I see you going down a path that I can almost guarantee it will be detrimental in any walk of life, whether that be physical appearance or something, I feel like as your partner, it is not my responsibility to tell you or make the parameters, but to go, hey, babe, like, we say we go for a jog today.
Like a jog to Dairy Queen?
Either way, hey, if that's how you got to do it, that's how you got to do it.
Get a dipped cone? I can't believe you don't like dipped cones or dilly bars.
Yeah.
What's the dilly with that? Okay, that wasn't even funny.
You just snorted at your own joke.
Okay. All right. Well, now I want a dilly bar. It's not even funny. I don't know why I'm
laughing. No, it wasn't that funny at all. It wasn't even a good joke.
Anywho.
You're really just feeling that one and let it rip. So, hey, you know, as long as you're entertained by it, baby.
I am entertained. I'm entertained by you because I love you. Love you. I honestly love you.
That was great. It was a very touching moment. Everybody's crying now. Super emotional.
Well, now I can't wait for Thanksgiving dinner. I'm hungry thinking about it.
Yeah.
What's your favorite dish?
If somebody can make a good sweet potato casserole, that's kind of untouchable. I've had about six different varieties. Basically, every family kind of has their own recipe for it.
The fact that you don't even have squash at your Thanksgiving, like you've never had squash for Thanksgiving. That's wild to me. Like squash is something that I think is a staple. Turkey, stuffing, gravy, potato, squash.
No, all of those things are right and regular aside from squash. Like,
squash.
I think that might have been a Vandale family
exclusive. No, because I've spent Thanksgivings with other people and they've had squash. This is something we need to squash.
Throw a poll on the Instagram. Let's settle that way.
Home Alone, squash.
So they're going to go, Matt, you're a genius and totally correct. And Leah, nobody eats squash for Thanksgiving.
People do eat squash on Thanksgiving.
I'm sure people. I once had a Thanksgiving where I ate pizza and pumpkin pie because.
Babe, but I'm just saying squash is sort of a common side dish for Thanksgiving. It is.
Okay.
My favorite, green bean casserole. You put the little French's onion. What are those? The onion strings, fried onions.
Yeah. Straws.
Straws. So good. What would you say you're most thankful for this year?
At risk of sounding incredibly cheesy, I am thankful for you because without you, I likely would not have made it through this pandemic with any semblance of my sanity left. I probably would have retreated into a deep, dark hole as I often can, but I haven't been in quite some time. And I'm thankful that I've got a partner through this podcast and life.
Babe.
See, how about that? I can be nice.
I'm thankful for our cats.
Cool. I'll just go f*** myself.
I'm just kidding.
By the way, this is going to be the last Bear With Us until after Thanksgiving because we're going to do Thanksgiving shit, and people have time off and we never do. So we're going to take the week off. So don't worry. We'll be back the following week with a brand new, better than ever Bear With Us podcast. And by the way, before we jump into the mailbag.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can't forget about the mail.
No, we're not going to forget about the mailbag. I just want to put out to the universe, we need to refill the mailbag. We need to refill the mailbox on the Instagram, on the Twitter. Need some engagement. You guys are the best, but we like to know what you're enjoying, what you're not enjoying, what you want more of, what you want less of. And I'm sorry, we can't get rid of Leah altogether.
What topics do you want us to discuss on the podcast? Let us know. Other than we want to answer your questions and we will answer those. But if you have any ideas, suggestions of podcast topics, and again, it doesn't have to be just about relationships. Obviously, today we're talking about physical appearance, healthy, fit lifestyles that applies to just us in regular life and our relationship. And we can figure out ways to apply everything into a relationship, but it doesn't have to just be about relationship topics. Ask us about anything. We will be there for you.
I basically only want to talk about horror movies and baseball.
And I want to talk about Real Housewives and champagne.
What's in the mailbag?
Here's the mail. Oh, wait. We didn't tell them where to mail us. Just put a message in a bottle.
Or, I mean, I could always have just tagged that onto the end of the mail segment, which is
bearwithuspod@gmail.com.
Wow.
Email us bearwithuspod@gmail.com. Send us your questions. Send us your ideas. Send us your topics. Send us anything. Just don't send us nudes. Just send those in the DMs.
Send me nudes, please.
Babe.
I'm just curious. I want to know what our listeners look like nude.
Okay. Anyway, here's the mail. It never fails and makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail.
I'm just grateful that you went on that diatribe with the email address prior to the mailbag.
Well, yeah, because now
waiting
they're
until the end when it's fresh and people
before,
might go.
After, during, bearwithuspod@gmail.com. All right. So before I get into the questions here, I just have two little things that I wanted to say. We've gotten a lot of emails from people responding to our advice we've given them through the mailbag, saying that they were successful with our advice. Love that for you guys. So here's one. Good afternoon, Matt and Leah. Thank you so much for your advice you gave me a few months ago. That had a why can't I say this?
Because you can't read, apparently.
No, I have like something in my throat. Like, I just can't say these two words together. Thank you so much for your advice you gave me a few months ago. That has helped my wife and I get past our tough times.
Woo! Okay, you powered through,
you're
baby.
This. That has helped my wife and I get past our tough times in the bedrooms. Bedroom. You guys are lifesavers. I was listening to your deal breaker episode, and I had a girlfriend in my past who liked me to buy her things, and I didn't think anything of it. But as the relationship progressed, I realized she was a gold digger who, if I didn't buy her anything, she thought I didn't love her. I'd say women who are materialistic is a big deal breaker. Love the show. So that's exciting. That makes me feel happy that we're, I mean, a lot of the things we say on here are like foolish, but we're giving a little bit of good advice.
Yeah. And if nothing else, you reading that email realize that you need to start back at Dr. Seuss.
I needed to go back to Hooked on Phonics.
I do not like them, Sam. I am.
I fucking hate you. All right, here we go. Hi, Matt and Leah. I am sending love from Jamaica. We heard of you guys from Total Divas, which we are obsessed with. My question is, how do you get over your fear of commitment when you have been hurt? By the way, happy belated birthday, Leah. I am also an October girl myself. Yes, honey. Okay. What do you think?
This is going to sound really unbelievable, but I've never, I don't think, had my heart crushed in a manner that like I had to recover from.
Ooh.
I've been heartbroken.
Challenge accepted.
No, I'm just saying in like, I've had breakups and I've obviously gone through a divorce and there's an element of sadness and heartbreak to all of those things. But I've never been like, oh, man, I love this girl and this is the person that I want to be with, and then had the hammer fall. So I can't speak to it from personal experience. I would just say get back on the horse, man. Stop feeling sorry for yourself because, yeah, you might get hurt again or you might have great luck and find somebody that loves you.
I will say I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I've always been the dumper, not the dumpee. So, but I will say it sucks having your heart broken. Even though I was the one doing the dumping, I feel as though there's reasoning behind that. It's not something that I wanted to do, but sometimes you're just in a situation that is not good and you want to get yourself out of that. And I have had my heart broken. So you have to just realize that no matter what, things will get better. When you're in a situation, you think, okay, it's never going to get better. I'm never going to find someone who does this XYZ that I really like, or no one's going to love me the way they love me. You're always going to have these reasons, right? But I promise you, no matter what, you will. You'll find someone else. It will get better. But when you're in it, it feels like it's not going to. You just have to give it time. Time heals everything.
There you go.
Hope that works. All right. Question number two, honey. This is a two-parter.
Well, I feel like you've read 11 emails by now.
This is the second email. The first one was us finding out that we give good advice.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm really sick of your today.
Okay.
Also, if you haven't filled our mailbag, it's bearwithuspod@gmail.com. Matt hates me. Okay. Hey, Leah and Matt. My name is Ben, and I'm a fellow Yinzer from the South Hills area. Shout out South Hills. Love the podcast.
You know where the South Hills are.
Yes, I do.
You poser.
I do know where the South Hills are. They're opposite of the North Hills. I have a lot of questions, so I will stick with the top two for now. Due to the pandemic and my own past experiences, I've tried looking for an actual relationship through legitimate apps or websites I've researched first. Do you guys think it is a viable method to approaching the sucky world that is dating? Or should I try to focus on other in-person methods if, when COVID is done? My experience has led me to believe more people use that method for casual encounters over anything else.
Also, okay, let's tackle this one step at a time. I have never utilized a dating app for any circumstance. I guess if you want to be like including MySpace and Facebook in the early days, like I'm sure I connected with some people.
Right.
But as far as dating apps, not something I'm a big fan of, just because I believe that no matter how good somebody looks online or on paper, in person, it can be a completely different scenario. And more often than not, it usually is. I know that if somebody's sitting behind a computer screen and has time to think out their thoughts and their responses, just like we talk about all the time with social media, you're putting out your greatest hits.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, this person is interested in the same things that I am. Great. But just because you and I are interested in the same subject doesn't mean we can actually have a conversation. Doesn't mean we're going to have any sort of connection. I mean, like if some girl were to say, oh, I love baseball. I go, oh, cool. I love baseball too. And then you start talking to him and realize she has no idea what the hell she's talking about.
Right.
This is something she did because her friend got tickets and they put it on Instagram right. And I love baseball all of a sudden.
Right. It's not real life.
I just don't trust them.
I think it's an okay idea to initiate a conversation and spark interest, but until you're with that person in real life and having conversation, it's a whole different ball game. But with COVID, it's hard. Like, how do you go out on dates? Like, you really can't.
Yeah, you can't meet new people for like any reason right now. I don't know how. I've met 6 people since this pandemic started.
I don't even know if I have
six
people. Like when we go out to dinner, we were talking about last night. It's essentially you go out to dinner, you eat your food and you go home. Whereas before it's like you go out, you mingle, you never know who you're going to run into, or maybe we'll go try this after. There's none of that.
There's no such thing as let's see where the night goes anymore.
But maybe if you do meet someone on one of these dating apps, maybe you can FaceTime and you like Skype, and that's how you can at least have a little bit more of interaction and real life.
Yeah.
It's more realistic than just texting or typing. Maybe right. It's FaceTime, maybe it's Skype, and then maybe you can both get COVID tested and then meet up and go to dinner or something. That's the only thing I can think of. To this person's point, they're saying like a lot of it is more casual, like it's basically just hookup. So, I mean, I guess it just depends what you're looking for. But I'm sure there's people on there that are looking for more than just a hookup.
I would hope.
Here's the second part. Also, I know in the past you said one of your shared values as a couple is sex. I'm not saying sex is unimportant, but do you think sometimes sex is overrated or that some people put too much importance on sex? To be completely honest, I ask this question because I'm still a virgin. I personally don't think anything is wrong with that. I'm just waiting for someone I truly love before having that experience. Thanks for reading. I do think one of the most important things in a relationship is sex. It's when I feel most connected with Matt. I feel like we're on the same page. If we've been arguing or things aren't going as well, I'm like, it's because we haven't had sex in a few days. So to me personally, it is important. But I will say, I think it's important to have a connection with someone before you have sex. I've only had sex with people I've been in relationships with. And that's just how I operate. And I think it just is different for each person and their values and how they look at it. And for this person right here, that's something that they really value. And I can appreciate that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. You want to have a connection with someone before you have sex. But also, you need to have sex with the person, I think, to feel that connection. Because what if, like, think about...
I'm going to stop you there. I agree with what you're saying for the most part.
Okay.
But I would say that sex has become essential for us, you and I.
Right.
For most, I would agree that we both agree that it is important. It probably is beneficial to most relationships.
Right.
However, particularly in this guy's instance, if he's not comfortable breaching that yet,
yeah,
you could connect on a million different things,
totally.
But you need to maintain the connection. And in our experience, when we're feeling a little bit off kilter, when we're not connected, and it's weird because it's almost an oxymoron. You want to have sex when you're getting along.
Right.
You need to have sex when you're not getting along. As far as Leah and Matt are concerned. Everybody's different. Every relationship's different. Hopefully some people listen to us and go, that's fucking dead wrong, but they're funny. We're not we're not doctors. We're not experts. Right. We're just throwing shit against the wall and see what sticks.
And how you do things could be different. Like you and your partner, whoever you may be listening, you have a completely different thing that you do. And that's fine. I just know what works for us. I know it works for me, Leah, as a human. on a personal level. And I don't think there's anything wrong with waiting. If you want to wait till you're married, that's totally fine. But he's saying that this is something that he's trying to figure out because he hasn't done it before.
Right.
So it's kind of like whatever you think works for you.
So I would say life is not like the movies. Whatever works for you. If it hasn't happened, there's probably a reason for it. You haven't felt comfortable, or they haven't felt comfortable, or maybe you aren't
just
ready.
Found the right person.
Don't read into it. It'll happen. Don't rush it. Don't force it. That's the one thing that we've all learned, and I think unanimously agree, when it comes to love and relationships, you can't rush it, because that's the quickest way to destroy it.
Charlotte on Sex and the City, when she marries Trey, they didn't have sex, okay? And then this whole problem happened. He couldn't get it up. He wasn't attracted to her. They couldn't have sex. And then they ended up getting divorced.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying they gave her shit for not having sex with him before they got married. And then look what happened. Just saying, guys, don't turn into Charlotte and Trey. Sometimes you just got to do it. Sometimes you got to risk it all for the
well, there you have it. The newest Marvel superhero willing to risk it all for the
you have to sometimes. Also, like Matt said, refill the mailbag, bearwithuspod@gmail.com. We need your questions. We could not be here without you guys. Your feedback, please give us stars, ratings, leave us reviews, comments. We're going to give you the week off for Thanksgiving because we're going to take the week off. Watch it. Although there's no Thanksgiving Day parade this year.
Are you done?
I'm so upset about that.
I just unsubscribed from my own podcast.
I know, babe. I'm not as good as you. I'm not as perfect as you. I'm not a professional podcaster. I don't do things the way you want me to. It's fine. You want to just turn this into the Matt podcast?
I was more or less just looking at the clock and realizing.
Matt and Matt. That's what it could be. Love
goodbye
that
forever.
For you. Bear with us. Come on the kick drum. Come on the kick drum.
That's Gary on the kick drum.
Come.